Appeals is now in session. First item is approval of the minutes of November 10th, 2011. Consider giving a motion on the minutes.
Move we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is election of officers. I guess we elect the chair first. Need nominations?
Nominate Gustav.
I second that.
For Harvey K. for chair.
Second, Harvey K.
Any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I did not vote. Now we need to vote for the vice chair.
I nominate Victor McDonald.
For a second?
Second.
Any other nominations? Have a vote, all in favor?
Aye.
That's it.
The first item tonight is going to be the special exception, A500D2.
Sure. This is an application requesting a one-year extension for completion of installation of special exception A500D to permit an 8-foot increase in the height of an existing telecommunications facility monopole and to relocate 6 panel antennas at 8700 Emery Grove Road, Gaithersburg, Maryland. The property is located in the RA low-density residential zone with the proposed use allowed by Section 24-2511 of the City of Gaithersburg Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 24 of the City Code, subject to the review of the Board of Appeals. And because this is a request for an extension, it does not require a public hearing. There are 3 exhibits in the file, including a draft resolution of approval for you to review. And Mr. William O'Brien from T-Mobile is here if you have any questions.
Board have any questions?
Yeah, I mean, there's literally only one question. Was the letter received in the time frame that was specified previously?
Yes, it
for
was.
The extension?
They just had to submit it prior
I know,
to
I realize that, but it
today.
Made the deadline.
Yep.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay, we'll entertain a motion. For extension of time?
Move that Board of Appeals, City of Gaithersburg,
yeah.
On the 12th day of January, 2012, the case A500D2, the petition of William O'Brien, T-Mobile Northeast LLC, requesting an extension of an amendment to special exception A500D be approved with the following 10 conditions, which I don't think I'll read, but they're, I think, the same conditions that were in the original approval.
Second.
And approve the resolution.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, tonight is scheduled public hearing on special exception to Verizon Wireless A549. There's been some activities concerning this case. In order to clarify matters, I have something to read into the record before you all begin. And this is Rule 14, Rules Governing Admission to the Bar of Maryland. Rule 14, Special Admission for Out-of-State Attorneys. I'm not going to read this in detail.
What is this rule? Is it a Gaithersburg rule?
No, it's a rule by the state of Maryland.
Okay.
And I have a copy that I'll be glad to give you. Rule 14 regards a special admission for out-of-state attorneys. And basically what it says is an out-of-state attorney who wants to appear before Maryland courts or political bodies or boards of appeals, if it's not a member of the Maryland Bar, he can be admitted just for a single case by having it moved for him by someone who is a Maryland attorney. And otherwise, an attorney who's only admitted outside the state of Maryland is not permitted to practice law by appearing before bodies such as this one. I gather that Mr. Ende is not a member of the Maryland Bar and has not yet moved for such admission for this case.
Can I speak now, or you have more to say?
Well, okay. The first thing I'd like to do is ask Mr. Resnick whether he would be willing to agree to an extension of time.
Mr. Chairman, we gave some considerable discussion to this. As I understood it originally, there was in terms of the correspondence, there's a request for a 90-day extension, which we find unacceptable, but...
So do I.
But as difficult as it is with this case having been postponed so many times, we would be willing to agree to a continuance for approximately 30 days, whatever the board's next hearing date is, and that's as far as we could go with that.
My feeling is, and I don't know the answer to this yet, and thank you for that.
Yes.
That resolves a lot of problems that we're going to have to deal with. Some of them wouldn't have been too pleasant. This case has been going on for quite a while. Was the staff been able to determine whether the council chambers might be available later in the month?
The council chambers are available on January 19th, which is next week.
Mr. Resnick offered that it be done the next time that the hearing was that
yes,
you all were scheduled to meet.
Yes, the Resnick isn't running the meeting,
We were concerned with the general 30-day period. If, in fact, it was slightly more than 30 days or slightly less, we didn't want to push it out to the future.
Well,
it can be scheduled.
I don't want it to go any... I wouldn't want it to go beyond today, obviously. We can't help that because...
Nor would we, but we understand the situation.
No, my thinking is, and I want to see if it works or not, I'd like to have the next meeting, if the board members can make it and if the chamber's available, in 2 weeks, not in 30 days.
That would be great. The sooner the better for us.
Obviously, I object to that. I don't think I can find an attorney that is competent to handle this. I had problems finding Mr. Ende in the first place.
Well, Mr. Ende...
So in order to...
Mr. Ende can be admitted for purposes of this case within a day or two. It's a simple procedure. And I don't know if you've seen Mr. Chen's letter, but...
I've seen Mr. Chen's letter. You know, and I have been corresponding with Trudy today since 8 o'clock this morning requesting an extension, which was not granted today. So I do have some issues with that since Mr. Resnick had 2 one-month extensions and our side was not consulted on them. And so I don't think that we should have to have total agreement for our request any more than he had to have it for his.
I dispute that characterization of the record. It's inaccurate.
I have the emails.
Excuse me. This isn't the issue before us now.
Right.
The 19th? It's a regular meeting. Can the members of the board make either of those meetings on the 19th or the 26th?
I can make both.
Check.
I can be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know? You don't have a calendar yet.
I don't have a calendar, but I should be able to.
I can do both. 19th and 26th.
Okay. What I propose is this.
Yeah.
You can make either day?
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I just inquired of my RF engineer and they're unavailable on the 19th, but would be available on the 26th.
They would be available on the 26th?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Ms. Clark, let me ask you this. I know you have to check with Mr. Ende before you could agree to any date right now. But I don't want this to drag on. And we have checked with the court clerk's office, and it seems like it's a fairly simple procedure. So perhaps tomorrow you could contact Mr. Ende and find out and let the staff know whether he can move his admission and be ready to proceed on the 26th.
I'm happy to speak with him. I have no idea what his schedule is. I know he's very busy.
Again, let me reiterate that our concurrence is within an approximate 30-day window. We don't want this stretching out. 26 would be great.
Well, I get very nervous when I see when this case started and where
yes.
we are now.
I just want to make it clear the parameters of the concurrence.
So if it couldn't be the 26th, then it would clearly have to be no later. It would be the 8th, because that's the next scheduled.
9th.
Oh, 9th.
The 9th.
January 26th or February 8th. So if you would kindly, you know, check with Mr. Ende and then let the staff
know. And you're proposing that it be the 26th or the 28th?
That it be the 26th.
The 26th.
Right.
Is it possible that we get a firm date, either the 26th or the 8th, what, I mean, to be sure that we know that it's within that window?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the 9th is our next meeting, so.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to go beyond that.
Won't go beyond that.
Okay. I want to make sure.
Any motion?
Well, before there's any motion, is there any further discussion needed by anyone?
No.
Okay.
Is there a motion on the table?
Pardon me?
Is there a motion?
Not yet.
What do you say?
Is there a motion on the table?
Not yet. We're about to have it. Who's going to propose it?
Okay. I move we delay this meeting until either the 26th of January, or if people can't make that, no later than our next meeting scheduled on the 9th of February.
And determination to be made within the next
within the next couple of days, really.
It would have to be. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have 14 days.
I know, that's true.
Like Tuesday's 8?
Tuesday 7?
Let's make it Tuesday. By Tuesday, we need to hear from people whether they're.
By Tuesday at 5 p.m., that's part of the motion.
Okay. Is that part of your motion just now?
Yes, that's part of my motion. Correct.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes. I believe that's all the business we have for tonight.
Okay. No. Can I
Any
just make
statements?
A statement? I'd just like to make a statement for the
sure.
record. I would like to express my concern about the arbitrariness of your statement that this
one?
Can't continue to drag on. I expect that I will be allotted the same appropriate amount of time as the Verizon side has had for the presentation of our part of it. And to say that this can't continue to drag on as though the next time we meet is going to be when the decision is made, I think that's coming pretty clear from you in that statement, and I object to that.
Well, that isn't what I said, but you can interpret it any way you wish.
What did you mean by it can't drag on? And you're concerned with how long this has been taking?
Because we have a statutory obligation to finish this case within a certain amount of time. We've gone way beyond it.
But the continuances that were requested by both sides, so
yes.
That should also be in part of that decision of the statutory requirement, if there is one.
Okay.
So I just want that on the record.
There are two other matters.
Yes.
One is the issue about deadlines for filing any further material in this proceeding.
Okay.
There's been some issues.
Yeah, please.
For the January 26th, the filing deadline would have to be January 18th. That's my suggestion, to allow us to get things on the record.
Okay.
If it's for February 9th, I would suggest that we have a January 19th filing date for anything from both parties. And then on February 1st, if any party would like to respond to what was filed on January 19th, okay, it must be in City Hall by 5 p.m. on February 1st.
So you've got two dates. One would be the initial filing, and the second would be any reply to that initial filing.
Yes, and that would be for the February 9th.
That's for the February 9th. For February 26th, there's only a single filing.
There's only a single filing because of the time deadline.
Well.
And then
what
anything that's submitted should be submitted to both parties and the board.
Could you please give me the January 26th timetable that you have for that filing?
January 18th.
Well,
concerned about response time?
Yeah. It seems to me that you need to have a second date. And you can pick those dates any way you want. Meaning by that, today, for instance, is the 12th. You can say that any further filings in this case shall be by the 18th, and any responsive filings the 24th. They have to be filed by that date.
That would not allow us to get it on the website.
No problem.
Okay.
That's not a problem. The issue is for the parties have the ability. You know, the website's mainly for the public to know about, which is fine and good. However, the main concern is allowing each of the parties to make an initial filing, if they have any.
Can we say noon on the 24th?
Sure. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah, that works. And what are the dates for? So if this is right now for the board's consideration, if the hearing date is January 26th, the initial filing would be on January 28th by 5 p.m.
18th.
Thank you. I apologize. It's old age. I apologize. January 18th by 5 p.m. Ms. Schwartz?
Yes.
And then responsive would be January 24 by 12 noon. Then let's just move, what are your dates for if the hearing is on February 9?
January 19th.
By 5 p.m.?
5 p.m. And February 1st by 5 p.m.
Mr. Chairman, those dates work for the board?
Does it work for everyone?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Okay, so those are hard and fast dates?
They are now.
Yes.
Okay.
That okay?
Might I ask a question? Point of privilege, I know it's a conversation inter se among the board, but is there a requirement of service of the documents upon the other side? I haven't heard that, and that hasn't always been the case, so that would be.
That's inherent in the rules.
I said it. If I didn't say it quite correctly, I apologize.
I just want to make sure the parties have that obligation so we don't have to worry about
correct
coming down here to look at the record.
Right.
Thank you.
Services on opposing party contemporaneous with filing with the agency.
Thank you.
And any communication from the board or its attorney will be shared with me as the HOA president if anything comes up between now and these dates?
It will.
It hasn't been. That's why I'm asking that
well,
question.
Well, when Mr. Ende is representing you, then typically it goes to the attorney who's representing.
But my attorney still has, as of 4 o'clock today, had still not received the letter at his office, so I don't know what the issue was with that. But we only happened to find it last night when we were reviewing the documents on
okay
the web page. So we were totally unaware of that letter until last night at 4
well
o'clock, after 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Attorneys who appear before us, we always assume without inquiry, and we've been doing it for years, that any attorney who comes and appears before us is a member of the Maryland Bar or has been specially admitted for purposes of this case. This is the first instance where it's ever.
I think the lady's not, that's not where she is. She's saying that, as I understand, the first time that she saw my letter of December.
I'm not addressing that.
Oh, okay. Go right ahead. You're the chair.
Well, since at this point I don't, the HOA does not have an attorney representing us because you're not allowing him to represent us, I would like to be the person notified in his stead.
Absolutely.
Should there be any communications from the board or its attorney or the staff?
Sure.
Thank you.
And as soon as he gets admitted, it'll switch back to him.
However you want to handle that, but I'm talking about between now and these meetings.
Of course, of course.
I also have a question, if I may ask.
Can we just stay in that? Excuse me, ma'am.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, can we, while we're on the subject of communications, can we just stay on it for a minute?
Okay.
So that, as I understand the chair's ruling on this, is that with regard to the Forest Glen HOA.
Lake Forest Glen.
Yeah. I apologize, Lake Forest Glen HOA. If the HOA is not represented by legal counsel, the contact person is Ms. Clark. Is that correct, ma'am?
Correct.
You are the spokesperson for the organization.
I am.
Okay, thank you. On the other hand, if the HOA is represented by legal counsel, then, and it might be Mr. ND or somebody else, whatever, if the HOA is represented by legal counsel, the proper avenue for communication is through the attorney. Is that correct?
I would like to be CC'd on any information that goes to our attorney. If that's against the rules of the board, then I don't have a choice, but.
The choice, that's correct, ma'am. We need to know that, we need to know the avenue of communication, and it's either the spokesperson, if there is no legal representation, or the legal counsel of record. That is a normal
that's
procedure.
Fine.
Okay.
Let me ask a question. I don't know whether that's true to you. Is there any reason not to send her a CC?
Wait a minute. If it's certainly if it's a communication initiated by the agency, it may be permissible to do a CC as you're
as
just
a courtesy
mentioned.
Copy.
Excuse me. If it's from legal counsel from the board, it only goes to the attorney. So if you want to complicate it, you can.
I don't think it's too complicated for our staff to handle.
Okay.
Is it clear to you what Mr.
That, yeah, I understand that, yes. So I still just have one question about paperwork. I just wondered, the items that are posted, that we have submitted that are posted to the webpage, are they posted in chronological order as to when they're received?
They typically are, but I think some of those might be not quite in chronological order.
So are they just all put together in a pile and put in on a particular day when it's going to be posted, or as they come in, they're put in chronological order and they're entered onto the system that way?
Because we have limited staff, not only in our department but also our webmaster, we've been instructed and we've been doing this ever since we went electronic, is that we submit a package for him. So they're not put up one at a time.
No, but I mean, they're put in chronological order as to the way you received them to be posted, or something that's posted? Okay.
So there are instances where it might not make sense to do that. If there's a series of email threads and something comes in the middle of it, we might not put things exactly in order. But they're.
I was more referring to documents, not the email threads. Okay. I just was curious.
Okay. Having seen no more further business before us, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.